Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. So to begin, bismillahi wa bihi nasta'in wa alayhi natawakkal. Ya Rabbi lakal hamdu kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhika wa azimi sultanik. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa ba'd. Alhamdulillah, and I really appreciate this invitation and hoping na magkaroon ng baraka yung pag-i-invite niya sa akin. Ayan, so anyway mga anak, my topic for today is all about the role of Muslim women in Islam. Right? So pag pinag-usapan natin kung ano ba yung role ng isang babaeng Muslima na katulad ko, at katulad ng mga anak ko at mga kapatid ko na kasama natin ngayon, no, sa webinar na ito, napaka-broad, no, ng role ng isang babaeng Muslima. And I hope that Allah will give me the tawfiq to discuss to you in 10 minutes at may maintindihan tayo sa ating pag-usapan. So anyway, gusto ko lang magtanong, no, Siti Aleya, just imagine, no, bakit kaya yung mga queens and princesses, all the famous queens and princesses, why they were hidden in the public? Diba? Bakit hindi sila pwedeng makita sa publiko? Lumalabas sila pwede, pero hindi mo sila basta-basta makikita. Right? Why we cannot see them in the public? What is the reason? Diba? So, porke ba itong mga queen na ito all over the world and the princesses are headed to the public? Is it mean na wala silang kwenta? Is it mean na wala silang ginagawa? Ito ba, ay ibig sabihin ba nito ay wala silang ginagawa for the society? In fact, most of our queens and princesses are very busy in managing the affair of their country, right? So likewise, mga anak, being a Muslima, I want you to know that the most precious creation of Allah, the most precious creation of God are the Muslim women. You, my dear, the believing women, we are the most precious thing in this world. As Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ad-dunya mata'un wa khayru mata'uha al-mar'atun salihah." This world is full of precious thing. At ang pinaka-precious creation are the believing women. So meaning, atakulehan, when we discuss about the role of Muslim women, it's really amazing, no? Napakarami ng dapat natin gawin. And once we neglect our responsibility as a Muslim woman, as a mother, as a wife, as a daughter, as a sister, then automatically we create chaos in our society, right? And I told you mga anak, I do believe that the most powerful human being are women, right? Because our hearts are made of steel. As Ma'am Sharifa Alonto a while ago said, wala siyang tatay. She is an orphan at the age of 10. But look how far she is. Diba? Kasi dahil siya ay babaeng Muslima, na may takot sa Allah, and then all she need is she explore, she accept, and then, mashallah, yung kinalabasan ng when she loved the obstacles of her life. So, and again, mga anak, the most powerful human being are the women. But then, sabi ko nga, pag pinag-usapan ng babaeng Muslima, ito Ma'am Sharifa yung sobrang misunderstood. It's like, pag ako nakatalokbong, wala ba akong pinag-aralan? Ang sarap sabihin, I just cover my head. Diba? My hair, it's not my head. Subhanallah. Pag ako ba naging babaeng Muslima, wala ba akong magawa para sa society? Of course, marami tayong magagawa. Like how the history tells us, Islamic history tells us that every successful man, not behind, but beside, is a great woman. Particularly our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We all know that the best creation, the best messenger, the most beloved prophet of God is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At nakita natin kung paano niya fulfilled yung mission niya as the last prophet of God. But then, when we read the history of Islam, we all know that without Khadija, his first wife, when she spent everything or her wealth in the name of God and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ito yung pinakamalaking tagumpay na ibinigay ng Khadija sa Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Natapos niya ang kanyang mission. Why? Because of her, his very, very ideal wife. And she is Khadija radiallahu anha. Another thing, mga anak, yung four imam ng Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, alam niyo ba that Imam Shafi'i is an orphan? Wala siyang tatay. And he became Imam Shafi'i, the number one teachers of the entire humanity in Islamic world because of her mother. Likewise, Imam Malik, Imam Ibn Hanbal, Imam Bukhari, right? Salahuddin Al-Ayyubi, all the great men in Islam behind are their great mothers. Kahit po sa non-Islamic world, alam natin lahat that the success of Alexander the Great is because of his mother. So meaning, mga atakulakan, pag ang babae ang nag-initiate ng pagbabago, automatically, makikita mo kung hindi lang mag-create ng peace, ng compassion, right? Hindi lang mag-create ng love and mercy sa kanyang bahay, kundi kahit sa buong mundo. But then, as I said a while ago, sobrang misinterpreted yung ating rule as a Muslim women. Dahil ang iniisip nila, bawal tayong maging doktor, bawal tayong maging lawyer, bawal tayong maging engineer, bawal tayong maging teacher. In fact, mga takulakan, Islam encourages us not only to be successful in the hereafter, but Islam encourages us, right, to dream higher than an eagle. What is our dua? Every Muslimah, we love this dua. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. We are asking Allah, we are begging Allah to give us what's best in dunya and what's best in the hereafter. But then, mga anak, to be a doctor, to be somebody is not the greatest role of our life. The greatest role of a Muslimah after God is to bring torch, right? To bring guidance, to teach the humanity, to mold the next generation, to create diamond from a charcoal, right? To make leaders, quality leaders, right? Ito at ako layakan yung pinakamalaking role ng isang babaeng Muslima. But then, I just realized when I read your tema, nakalagay doon na raising voice, right? Pero alam nyo bang mga anak, na I do believe that how can we raise our voice outside, Ma'am Sharifa, if we don't start raising our voice inside our home? Right? Napakaganda na nag-ikaw ay maging professional, naging Sharia lawyer, naging doctor, naging CPA, sobrang amazing na gusto mo ng pagbabago, gusto mo ng compassion, gusto mo mag-create ng, you know, you want to be a catalyst for change. But then, mga anak, paano tayo mag-create o paano natin itataas ang ating mga boses outside our home kung mismo ang nanay mo hindi ka pinapakinggan? Kung mismo ang asawa mo hindi ka pinapahalagahan? Kung mismo ang kapatid mo hindi naniniwala sa'yo? How are you going to raise your voice outside your home kung mismo ang mga anak mo hindi nakikinig sa'yo? I think this is the problem. Because when you know, pag pinag-usapan natin yung Aisha radiyallahu anhu, a teenager, di ba, pinakasalan siya ng Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam about 12 years old. At lumaki siya sa Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we don't know that the most knowledgeable, alam niyo ba yun mga anak ko? A teenager, namatay ang Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ang Aisha, namatay ang edad ng Aisha is about 18 years old. And Aisha, a teenager girl, became the most knowledgeable human being and the entire humanity. 3/4, mga anak, ng knowledge ng Islam. Sino ang pinanggalingan? Aisha radiyallahu anha. Anak, babae, hindi lalaki. The first believing woman is a woman. She is Khadija. The first martyr is a woman. She is Sumaya. The most knowledgeable of Islam, she is a woman. She is Aisha. Gender lies on the faith of the women, our mother. Men will never complete their iman, their faith, until they don't marry. Meaning, atakulayakan, women, Muslim women, complete the faith of the brothers. So, ibig sabihin, mga takulayakan, Islam dignified the women, raises us to the point na sobrang itinaas tayo ng Islam. Pero mga atakulayakan, bago mo magawa ang lahat ng gusto mong gawin na pagbabago sa mundong ito, be like Asiya. Asiya, the wife of the most tyrant person in the entire humanity, Pharaoh, nag-iisang babae, pinabagsak niya ang pinaka-tyrant na tao sa buong mundo the Pharaoh of Egypt. Anak, hindi dalawang babae. Iisang babae, Ma'am Sharifa. Right? So meaning, at ako lakan, when we talk and when we learn the history of Islam, Islam make us the most influential, the most empowered human being. Pero at ako lakan, mahihirapan tayong gawin at gayahin ang mga babae na nagbigay ng torch, nag-create ng difference, nag-initiate ng pagbabago sa umma ng Propeta Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam until we don't begin with ourselves. Kailangan muna nating ayusin ang ating mga sarili. Oo, at ako layakan, Sharia lawyer ka nga, pero sarili mong problema, hindi mo maayos. Right? Sa sarili mong obstacle, hindi mo maharap. Paano mo aayusin ang problema ng mga kliyente mo at akulay? Kung mismo yung sarili mo, hindi mo maintindihan. Right? So anong gagawin mo at akulayakan? First, fix yourself. And you will never fix yourself until you don't know the purpose of your life. Our purpose is greater than being a Sharia lawyer. Right? Our purpose is to create changes in this world. Our purpose at akulayakan is to bring benefits to the entire humanity. Hindi po pwede na nakahijab ka. Hindi po pwede na munakiba ka, pero problema ka ng umma. Hindi po pwede na Sharia lawyer ka, pero sinungaling ka. Sorry for the word. Hindi po pwede na ikaw ay hijabi girl, pero kasama ka sa problema ng umma ng Propeta Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you need to fix yourself. You need to work for yourself. You need to love yourself at akulayakan. Because don't expect anyone to love you if you don't know how to love yourself. Never expect anyone to respect you if you don't know how to respect yourself. So know the greater purpose of your life. Hindi ka ipinanganak para utuin lang ng isang lalaki. You are not created to be a slave of the creation. You are created to enslave yourself only to the Creator. And at ako lakan, sabi ko nga, kailangan mong ayusin ang iyong sarili. Paano mo babaguhin ang Marawi kung ikaw mismo ang problema ng Marawi? Hindi ba nakakapagtaka? Everyone loves Marawi City. Na lahat tayo naiinis sa nangyari sa Marawi. Gusto natin ng pagbabago. A very simple question of mine. Are you part of the problem or you are part of the solution? Mga anak, ayusin muna natin ang ating mga buhay. Dahil kapag nag-create tayo ng individual quality Muslim, Sharia quality Muslim lawyer. Kung ang mga Sharia lawyer na nasa 1,000 ay maging tunay na Muslima katulad ng Khadija, maging tunay na Muslima katulad ng Aisha. Ang Aisha ang inaatupag niya pag-aaral, pagsasaliksik ng kaalaman, hindi pornography, hindi K-drama, hindi love story, hindi si babes. Anak, darating ang lalaki sa buhay mo on time. Patiently wait for that. Right? Paano natin babaguhin ng Marawi, anak? Sinasample ko, Marawi kasi most of us here are Maranaos. Right, Ma'am Sharifa? Mga anak, make sure that you are truly Muslima, who are compassionate both to the non-Muslim and the Muslim world. Maging mabait ka sa pamilya mo, sa nanay mo, irespeto mo ang mga maliliit na kapatid mo, magkaroon ka ng compassion sa mga kamag-anak mo, magkaroon ka ng awa sa mga kapitbahay mo, and in that way, takulakan, pag dumating ang panahon na mag-aasawa ka na, right? Sisiguraduhin ko, anak, na hindi ka ipagpapalit ng asawa mo kahit na 1,000 magagandang babae sa Facebook. Right? Iti-treasure ka ng asawa mo, anak. At kapag naayos mo ang sarili mo, Allah will send your Prince Charming, a righteous Prince Charming on perfect time. And both of you will mold the next generation. Both of you will mold the next generation at akulayakan. So mga anak, kailangan muna nating ayusin ang ating mga sarili. And knowing your purpose means to learn your deen. Because you will never love Islam without learning your deen. And if you don't love Islam out of ignorance, dahil mananaw ka na walang alam sa Islam, you will never leave Islam. Madaling mag-hijab mga anak, pero mahirap mabuhay na isang tunay na Muslima. Right? Next, kailangan mo ng isang idolo. Kailangan mo ng isang modelo. Dahil sabi nga nila, alam mo ba mga anak na makakasama mo yung mga taong tinitingala mo? So kung ang araw-araw nakasama mo na iniidolo mo is yung mga K-drama, inshallah pag namatay ka, kasama mo ang mga Koreano. Right? So kailangan mo mga anak ng tunay na modelo. At dahil ikaw ay Muslima, kailangan kilalanin mo ang mga women around the messenger. Kilalanin mo ang mga babae, mga sahabiyat. Right? Ang nakakahiya sa Allah, na we're so proud that we are Muslim, kailang pag nakikipag-away ka. Kapag may conflict ka sa iyong colleagues, Muslim ako, ginagawa mo panakot ang religion mo. Papaano at ako liyakan irerespeto ng mga katrabaho mo sa opisina ang Islam kung ikaw mismo walang manners? Kung ikaw mismo na nakahijab, walang manners. Right? At ako liyakan? So kailangan mong ayusin ang iyong sarili at kumuha ka ng isang modelo ng iyong pamumuhay katulad ng Khadija. Inispend niya ang lahat ng kayamanan niya in the name of Allah. Katulad ng Aisha, buong buhay niya nagsaliksik ng kaalaman. Katulad ng Asiya, kaya niyang iwanan ng kanyang crown, ng kanyang kingdom in the name of God. Right? At ako liyakan? At ang mga taong ito, when they create difference, they never raise their voice, Ma'am Sharifa. Because their actions is what matters. Their action speaks louder than their voice. They walk the talk. Hindi yung salita tayo ng salita, pero ang ating mga gawa ay napakalayo sa Islam. Mga anak ko, uulitin ko lang, ang ating rule ay napakalaki. Hindi kaya. At naniniwala ako na ang problema ng umma, ang problema ng mga kabataan, ang problema ng mga estudyante, ang depresyon na nararamdaman ng mga kamusliman, ang anxiety, this is the result of being no mother in our house. This is the result of being no women in our home. Hindi masama na mag-opisina ka. Hindi masama na maging director ka. Hindi masama na maging CEO ka. Hindi masama na maging judge ka ng Sharia Council. Pero huwag mong iiwanan ng iyong bahay. Dahil kahit maging director ka, pag wala ka sa bahay, iiwanan ka ng asawa mo kahit ikaw ang pinakamatanyag, ikaw ang pinaka-famous, ikaw ang pinakamaganda. Kahit ikaw ang pinakamatalinong nanay, kung walang love and affection, kung walang special quality time ang mga anak mo, kung walang appreciation, kung walang attention, kung walang loving care, they don't care at all. Kahit ikaw pa ang pinakamatalinong babae sa balat ng lupa. So mga anak, mga kapatid, it's not too late for us. Islam is a religion of peace and a religion of mercy and compassion. Islam is a religion of forgiveness. Walang pakialam ng Allah kung gaano tayo kapasaway. Walang mang pakialam ng Allah kung nagzina, ng unlimited zina. Walang pakialam ng Allah kung never ka nagsala sa buong buhay mo. Walang pakialam ng Allah kung naka-barbie ka, hindi ka nag-hijab. Walang pakialam ng Allah kung naka-spaghetti pataas ka. Walang pakialam ng Allah kung hindi mo alam ang Islam buong buhay mo. What is important, mga anak, is today. Today, a hope for tomorrow. Islam is a religion of mercy, a religion of peace, a religion of forgiveness. Just go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you take care of Allah, Allah will take care of all our affairs. Right? Aayusin ng Allah ang lahat ng problema natin sa balat ng lupa. Walang tao na walang problema. Hindi ito paraiso. Habang nasa mundo tayo, turbulence and theft and obstacle is coming. Na-overcome mo ang isa, darating na naman ang isa. Para lang tayong nag-aaral, elementary, matatapos mo ang exam, magka-high school ka, magka-college ka, magpi-PhD ka, until you meet death. Obstacles is part of our life. This is not paradise. This is dunya. Nandoon ang paraiso. Walang problema. Nandito sa mundo, ang ating mga buhay. So again, at ako liyakan, when you know the purpose of your life, you will see how precious you are. You will see that you are the most precious creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will handle all the responsibility as a mother, as a wife, as a daughter, as a sister, as a Muslima. You will bring difference at akulayakan. You will create difference. You will initiate changes. Everyone will love you and will respect you. Mamamatay ka anak, katulad ng Khadija. katulad ng Aisha, katulad ng Zainab, katulad ng Asia, 1,400 years ago, we never meet them, we never see them. Pero pinag-uusapan sila ng mga tao. Tinitingala sila. Binabago nila ang milyon-milyon na buhay sa mundong ito. Why? Because they fulfill the purpose of their life. So ulitin ko lang mga takulayakan, hindi masama na maging successful sa mundong ito. Mashallah, that is our dua. Hindi masama na maging the best ka na professionals. Hindi masama na maging bilyonaryo ka, pero wag na wag mong kakalimutan ang purpose ng buhay mo. So in that way, it will be very easy for you to fulfill the role of a Muslima, inshallah. So kung may nasabi po akong maganda, it's all from Allah. At kung may nasabi akong hindi maganda, it's all from me. And Allah forgive you for that. Back to you, my dear. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi ta'ala.